Deputy Minister of Information Samuel Okudjetua Blackwa says the NPP flag bearer Nanado Dankwa Akufo-Addo must take a cue from the apology rendered by the President to former President Kufuor and the Chief Justice, Justice Georgina Wood, after his State of the Nation address. He said, as a potential president, Nana Akufo-Addo has to apologize to Ghanaians for his recent infamous all die be die comment. Mr. Okudjetua Blackwa was speaking to Abraham Asare on Behind the News.
You are the flag bearer. Before you speak, you should know that you are a potential president, you are addressing Ghanaians. Couldn't you have said these things then? Why are you changing the things that you said in Kufuor-Addo? Now you are saying that you are only saying people should get up and defend themselves. Couldn't you have said what you said in the voter region? So they are trying to rationalize. Instead of coming out to show that you are a mature gentleman, apologizing, listening to the Ghana Pentecostal Club, listening to the CPP, listening to the PNC, listening to NDC people, and Ghanaians generally who are sending messages, instead of listening and just apologizing, like President Mills has done any time that he has, recently last week, after a State of the Nation address, he apologized to the Chief Justice and former President Kufuor. But as for Nanado, in his usual posture, he thinks he's above apology.
You mentioned that what concerns Ghanaians is food on their table, how to pay their children's school fees, and all that. If that indeed is what it should be, why did the president concern himself with warmongering and warmongers and all that, and made subtle reference to what Nanado said in his sectional address?
That is why the president focused on the issues that Ghanaians want to hear. His speech is from a 25-page statement. Warmongers, and by the way, he didn't mention Nanado's name. He talked about those who want to take the laws into their own hands. It includes NDC food soldiers, it includes flag bearers, includes all of us who at any point in time think that we own the country or above the laws of this land.
A member of the communications team of the NPP, Ursula Owusu, however, says Ghanaians are being misinformed about the import of Nana Akufo-Addo's statement. Speaking to Abraham Asare on Behind the News, Madam Owusu said, contrary to the NDC's perception, the statement has rather energized the NPP, and so the party still stands by it.
Nanado hasn't said anybody should go and die so he will be president. What he said is that he doesn't want one drop of blood to be shed because of his own political ambition. Not one drop of Ghanaian blood.
So he still stands by the all die be die statement.
That is what the all die be die statement means.
And he stands by it.
Of course he does. Doesn't regret it 1 minute. We are all fully in support of it. It has energized our party members across the length and breadth of the country. That is why the NDC is scared. They see the import of that statement and how it has energized everybody. Because for how long should we sit down and appeal to the security agencies to do their work when they have told us point blank that they will not act if it is the NDC members going on a rampage? They have said so, they have done it, they have turned a blind eye to all the actions and inactions of the NDC foot soldiers as they terrorize people across the length and breadth of the country. Nobody is backtracking on that statement. We are all fully in support of that.
Ursula Owusu is a member of the communications team of the NPP.